Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian McNulty joins us now. It's that magical time of week where we put the cares, the fears, the worries of the week behind us, the news of the week behind us. Although we're still closely attuned to football and everything else, we talk about eating and we talk about drinking and we talk about New Orleans and the things that just make us happy. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I need say nothing else than the one, the only, Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. Mr. McNulty, how are you, sir?
Who needs a drum roll when you've got Tommy Tucker on your side? Man, you really know how to make a guy feel good making an entrance, even all the way into the world here. Thank you, Tommy.
I don't mean to bring you down, but I've been practicing for your eulogy. So
okay, that's good. Well, enjoy yourself, my friend. It's later than we all think.
Yes, it is. Tell me what you've been doing. Where you been eating? Where you been drinking? What you been up to?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. We've got some good stories cooking here, Tommy, on the food front. The return of a legend of fried chicken to New Orleans, Willie Mays. We can get into that. A hotly anticipated new debut over on Esplanade Avenue near City Park with strong British pub vibes. That's the Bell. And frankly, one of the more epic meals of my life. I'm not exaggerating. There's been quite a few. But sitting down with Emeril Lagasse, mano y mano, at his new Portuguese restaurant, 34, for a really special meal at a very different restaurant. Top of the menu. Where do you want to cut in on that?
I want to start with Portuguese food because I don't know a lot about Portuguese food other than maybe sardines or not necessarily.
Well, no, you nailed it. That was one of the first things we had. But that's just the point, Tommy. Portuguese food, I feel like some people, a lot of people I know are passionate about Spanish food. If you're into Spain, the food culture, amazing. Portugal, sort of the less-known shire sister on the Iberian Peninsula, but a lot of similarities, also a lot of differences. But an underappreciated cuisine, I think, outside of Europe, certainly outside of Portugal. But here's a story for you. I grew up in Rhode Island, as we talked about a few times on the show, and I did not grow up in a terribly enthusiastically foodie family. So it was only years later that I became much more of a food enthusiast here in New Orleans and discovered my career and calling, that on return trips back to New England, I discovered Portuguese restaurants, because in that part of the country, there's a very large, passionate, intense Portuguese cultural enclave centered around the north of Rhode Island and the southeast of Massachusetts, the cities of Fall River and New Bedford, Massachusetts. And I fell in love with these restaurants. They were so old world. The cooking was so robust, clams, and sausage, and ham, and all the squid, and just fabulous inky dark red wines. And just here was this world sort of like hidden just around the corner from where I grew up and what I knew. Every time I go home now, I make a point to go to one of these Portuguese restaurants. Well, this is where Emeril Lagasse comes through. He grew up in Fall River, which is this is like Little Lisbon, basically. The Portuguese language newspapers, Portuguese families, Portuguese restaurants, Portuguese cultural fests. This is the milieu that produced Emeril Lagasse before he came to New Orleans, became this world-famous chef that he is, and redefined the whole idea of a modern celebrity chef for the world, really. He came through that Portuguese culture. And all the things he's done in his life, all of his restaurants, his shows, his cookbooks, he's never really introduced people to Portuguese food so important to him until now. And so he's at this point in his career where he just, you know, he's doing some passion projects. And this one just opened in downtown New Orleans. And Tommy, it's fantastic, but you nailed it. It's going to be unfamiliar to a lot of people. The names on the menu are in Portuguese, a lot of them. There's some translations, but just the structure of this is Portuguese. The wine list, there's no French wine. There's no American wine. There's a lot of Portuguese wine, a good deal of Spanish wine, too. But yeah, I think you see where this is going. I mean, this is a deep dive. This is an ode to Portugal. And so I wanted to do more than just, okay, the restaurant opened, here's what it's like, or here's what I think about it, here's what you need to know. I want to know what Emeril thinks about it, why he did this. I mean, it's actually a pretty serious roll of the dice. You know, Emeril opens an Italian restaurant, fabulous. Emeril opens, a modern Louisiana restaurant, makes sense. Emeril opens a Portuguese restaurant. So what we have here, Tommy, is a menu, a concept with a lot of unfamiliar names, but probably the best known name in American the cooking world is inviting you to take a deep dive with them. So I had the opportunity to sit down at the table with him. And that story is online right now on NOLA.com. I just posted a few outtakes of it on my Instagram.
Hang on one minute. Let me slow you down a little bit here, Mr. Ian McNulty. You got one of the preeminent chefs in the world, one of the more widely known chefs in the world, accurate?
Absolutely.
Successful?
He's a first-name celebrity.
Yeah. And he chooses to open this Portuguese restaurant, this passion project, if you will. This is the first one of these he's done, and he chooses to do it in New Orleans?
That's right. His hometown.
And you have the honor, the pleasure, to sit down with him and eat his food and pick his brain. That's what you're telling me right now.
That's it.
That's pretty rarefied air, my friend. You know that, don't you?
I'm extremely excited about this story. I think you and the listeners can hear probably the giddiness of my voice, because now the wonderful thing about a great meal is that you eat it once, but you can relive it forever. And
That's like having dinner with Bill Belichick and talking football or something, or Nick Saban along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, precisely. I mean, so this dinner this was not a conventional dinner, as you can imagine. This was not soup, salad, entree.
Right.
This was a tour of the menu. Was advised, don't try to finish everything. We're going to send you a lot because we got a lot to talk about. And I urge you, go to NOLA.com to get the full read, because Chris Granger, one of the best photographers I've ever met, was with us documenting the whole thing. There are photos galore. It's probably 30 or 40 photos in that story, so it's a slideshow too. And it tells the story of the restaurant through Emeril's eyes. And it starts with his childhood. It starts with the dishes that his mother, the late Hilda Lagasse, would make for him. Her connections to the Azores Islands, a Portuguese holding off in the mid-Atlantic. That's how deep the stories go. The first dish that he ever cooked when he was 8 years old for his mother. I mean, the first time Emeril Lagasse stepping up to the stove to cook a vegetable soup from the garden patch in the backyard that all the Portuguese families kept back in those days, all these working-class Portuguese families, it was a vegetable soup. That was his first evidence of local sourcing from Emeril Lagasse. You know, these are the stories that come through food, and it's not literally on the menu. You know, these aren't like the little notes on the menu, but these are the things that inspired this concept, and that for them to go out on a limb, I guess, and open a restaurant that a lot of people, your first gush was, I don't know much about Portuguese food. Tell me. Mm-hmm. Will you learn it when you eat this food? And there's a very strong interplay with Spanish food. So that's, if you're a fan of the Spanish tapas bar, you're going to feel at home here. And that's because it's Iberian. It's the Iberian Peninsula. Portugal and Spain, very closely connected culturally. Different language, different history, different people, but a lot of similar food traditions. So the salt cod, the bacalao, that plays strongly on the menu. There's a lot of these paella and paella-style dishes that are the centerpiece. The kitchen, Tommy, has been designed around cooking those dishes with charcoal grills, very high heat ovens, just to get the right texture on the paella rice. There's a wonderful feature. There's a main bar, which has a great happy hour. But then there's the jamon bar. And jamon is a passion shared across Spain and Portugal and right here in mid-city at my house. It is, for those who aren't familiar, I'm not trying to dumb it down, but just sometimes you hear these words on the radio. Think prosciutto. You know, it's that fine cured ham. And when you go to Spain or Portugal, these legs of ham, these whole legs are everywhere. And they're treated with reverence. They're carved by these master carvers, cortadores, they're called, who, you know, they look like piano maestros on the stage, you know, working the knife like the bow. There's a whole part of this restaurant, 34, that's devoted to jamon. It's like an oyster bar, but dedicated to this fine ham. I mean, that's how serious they're taking these things. The tile work around the room, the design of it, the wine list, as I mentioned. It was an epic meal, and really, before I ever was in food writing, I was an Emeril Lagasse fan from TV, had his cookbooks. It was a big deal the first time I went to one of his restaurants, even before I was a food writer. I've covered his restaurants, his events, his charitable work through his foundation. I've covered a lot of different angles on it. I've never seen this side of Emeril Lagasse because it was just that personal. And for a chef that has done so much to present a restaurant that's based on some of the first dishes he fell in love with as a kid, that means so much to his family. And to actually, the big point here, to open it with his son, E.J. Lagasse, who has a strong hand in the family company now, it's really a moving story through food. But if you didn't know any of that, Tommy, it is just a really cool, stylish restaurant that debuted in downtown New Orleans. That's keeping late hours. They're open until midnight daily and until 2 a.m. on the weekends, Friday, Saturday. So they're really making a play for the after-work hospitality crowd to come on through after events. And the menu is good for that. You can sit at the bar or the jamon bar.
We got to take a break, Ian. Let's pick it up when we come back. But, you know, you mentioned right. Chris Granger, and I'm looking at the picture here of Emeril Lagasse, and with all of his success, as you are digging into whatever it is you're eating, and it's hard for me to tell, but the look on his face, I think, is a magnificent photograph, because given his level of success, I can read on his face the same care, the same hope that you like it, the same, not doubt, but just making sure that everything's all right, that say one significant other would have for the other cooking their first meal for him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Precisely, yeah. And well put. I mean, look, he's a genuine guy. This is an upscale, stylish restaurant, but this is a heart and soul restaurant for sure. And there's nothing like it in the region. Certainly not, you know, down in the deep south at all. We're very lucky to have it in New Orleans. It's a destination restaurant.
Y'all look it up at NOLA.com, and a look on Emeril's face is one of, I hope it's cooked properly, and I really hope he likes it because my heart and soul is on that dish. Am I overemphasizing anything?
I think you're reading the room right, my friend.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break, pick it up, we come back. Also, your questions about eating or drinking this weekend, we love to get those in, 504-260-1870. That's the Oquinar Jeweler Talk and Text Line. I, Tommy Tucker, will pass them along to him, Ian McNulty, when we come back on WWL.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the restaurant is 34. It's Emeril Lagasse's new restaurant. Where is it, Ian?
It's downtown New Orleans. It's on Barone Street, and it's across from the Rouse's on Barone Street.
Oh, well, there you go. Pretty easy to find. Let me ask you this. When it comes to restaurants that are open, you said till midnight, generally speaking, is it just my imagination that the restaurants seem to close earlier than they did before Katrina? It seemed like before Katrina it was easy to find a place where you go 10, 11 o'clock, find a meal. Not so much now.
You're absolutely right. I mean, New Orleans used to be much more of a late night town, and it's just not anymore. It's hard to find places of, that are, frankly, that aren't Waffle House, that are open late, like after 10 o'clock, I consider quite late. And it's,
you're lucky to find one that's open till 10 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's worrisome, actually, and it's not just, it's 11 o'clock, I want to go have a $200 meal. Right. Think of the old trolley stop, 24-hour kind of dive diner that we love, that's gone. The St. Charles Tavern, gone. That was a 24-hour spot. And, it's these late-night places serve a really important role for people who don't work 9 to 5, who get off shifts late, whether it's the hospitality business, sure, but also EMS, emergency responders, cops, you go into those old diners and it would be a tapestry of different colored scrubs and uniforms, So 34 is not out to fill that niche in particular, but, it's a good observation, Tommy. We have lost a lot of the late night dining section, and I haven't quite put my finger on what that is. I don't know if it's staffing, if it's security concerns, if it's changes in habits. I've had bartenders who, used to have late night shifts tell me, when people get off the work now, they don't, other bartenders, restaurant people, they don't go out and have 8 drinks. they take an Uber home and watch Netflix. But maybe that's better for their health.
Is that a national trend, Ian, or just here?
My eyes are on it here, and I think we've had our own ups and downs of it, that influence. And I think New Orleans is its own creature, its own market. And, with the tourism that we have here, you'd think there'd be more of it. There'd be more Howling at the Moon Night Owls. And, it's not hard to find trash food, in the French Quarter or the periphery late at night. But it's not something, just even good old fashioned comfort food. So it's noteworthy that 34 is open as late as it is, and every night. So I expect that bar to have a pretty good following for a couple plates and a glass of wine. With people getting off of shifts at upscale restaurants nearby, it's in a hub of restaurants and hotels down there. So.
Let me get to the audience here because I want to work in some more of their questions as well as some of the places you've eaten and written about. Good new restaurants around the fairgrounds.
Well, one that we teased at the open, just opened this week, it's called The Bell. And this is a very hotly anticipated restaurant. It's not a very big place. Mm-hmm. But it is opening, it may be officially opening tonight. I went to sort of a preview of it earlier in the week, and they were kind of gauging if they were going to open for real last night or today, but it should be open this weekend. This is next to Café des Gars on that wonderfully verdant block of Esplanade Avenue across from the little pocket park. Mm-hmm. And it's an old cottage. For a hot minute, it was a restaurant called The Post, but for a longer span, about a decade, it was Nona Mia, a pizza place. Tommy, everyone I know in that neighborhood has looked at it like, wow, there's so much potential here. This beautiful cottage with a nice big patio. And my hunch is that the Bell is the place that's going to unlock the potential for it. It is definitely British. I mean, if you want a little more Brit in your life, get thee over here. You walk in, and one side of the door, it's palmetto fronds and palm trees, and that's oaks and Esplanade Avenue. On the other side, you are on a kind of a late autumn night somewhere in southwest England, somewhere in Somerset County. It's done up just with perfect detail, but without, it's not cartoonish. It's not a parody of British pub culture. It really does capture it. On the menu, you're having things like, it's curiously, it's not fish and chips. It's not bangers and mash. It's not pub food per se, but it actually is the type of food you'd find in a legit modern British pub that's not stuck in stereotypes. There's a pork chop on the menu. There's a fried fish sandwich, a steak sandwich. There are these little, there's a shrimp cocktail. There's a number of salads. They pour a mean pint of Guinness. It's hard cider. It's gin and tonics. And it just has this really good feel to it. So there's that. But like I say, that just opened. Otherwise, around the fairgrounds, you've got, right across the street from Café Degas, just behind the place we're talking about, the Bell, is Le Ponce. And that is a new breakfast lunch cafe from the people who run Café Degas. It's very French. It's also very affordable. And it's open early. This is the opposite of the late night conundrum we were talking about, Tommy. It's also the early morning. This is a tourist town with a lot of brunch. A lot of places that are serving brunch, they're not kicking that off until 8:30, 9 o'clock. It doesn't do you any good if it's 6, 7 in the morning. You're looking for breakfast, like real breakfast. But this is a breakfast place. Order at the counter. Really good breakfast sandwiches made on baguettes or croissants, some pastries, real short menu. But it goes through to salads at lunch. Good cup of coffee. It was the old Fairgrinds coffee shop that people will remember. Fairgrinds near the fairground. That's been a really nice addition and very affordable. Everything on the menu is under $10. So affordable, early, great French cafe right behind our new British pub. Hey, we're living in international times here in New Orleans.
Somebody wants to know about a family-friendly place to watch the LSU game in Mid-City tomorrow with teenagers.
I think you can hit Parkway Bakery. I think a lot of people know it. It's famous for its po' boys. It won the po' boy bracket that NOLA.com just did this week for the second time. Congrats, Parkway. But they have, it might surprise you if you haven't been there in a while. The bar up front is a bar. The kind of the main dining area is sort of it feels like a beer garden almost for po' boys. It's under tents and, I don't know if they'll have TVs out there, but around back, they just in the last year introduced a new amenity. They call it Jay's Place, and it's basically a tavern within Parkway. It's family friendly. It has its own bar. There's table service, and there's TVs. So that could be a good place, and you can hang out there. I'm thinking of other places around Mid-City that are great kind of family friendly restaurants, but they're not. Stay through the entire course of a game kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the night game too, isn't it?
No,
it's in the evening.
Yeah. 6:30.
Okay, that changes everything. Check out Jay's Place anyway another time at Parkway. I had Saturday afternoon football vibes in mind.
All righty, I'm sorry. Moving on to the other listener questions here, because I'm always looking at the clock, because the clock rules. Somebody's looking for a good fish sandwich that is not a po' boy. I don't think we've ever gotten that one before.
Yeah, no, I know what they're looking for.
Tell me, because I don't know what they're looking for. What are they looking for?
The first thing that comes to my mind is going to be the bagel sandwiches that they do at Flower Moon, which are great. Their bagels are terrific. This is the bagel shop kind of behind the Whole Foods off of Broad Street. And they're filling those with smoked salmon, lox, just really great creations. I think what the caller's probably looking for is maybe a fried fish sandwich with some good dressings on it, not po' boy bread. The Bell, the place I was just talking about, they had a hunk of fried halibut on a bun that was pretty dang good. Porgy's Seafood Market is a place we keep on bringing it up, but it's a multi-faceted place. It's in Mid-City. It is a seafood market married to a seafood deli, and so they'll cook anything in the case for you, any type of fish that they got there, fry it, grill it, blacken it, and they do sandwiches out of there, so that would be a good call, too.
Tell me about fried chicken you started with when we came on.
Willie Mays, baby. Willie Mays, New Orleans classic since 1957, one of the oldest running black-owned restaurants in the city. The little backstreet place for most of its history, came to fame in later years. The great Willie May got her due, got a James Beard recognition. I mean, just the place is on the map. And it suffered a grievous disaster last spring of 2023. It had a fire. It's been closed ever since. But the next generation, great-granddaughter of Willie May, Carrie, she and her husband Mike just opened a new outpost of Willie May's down in the CBD. Well, coincidentally, two blocks away from Emerald's 34 restaurant. I was there last night. It looks fantastic. It is not like the old Willie Mays, but that's okay. This is the new outpost. They are rebuilding the original Willie Mays, but it's a big project. It's going to take a long time. And in the meantime, they wanted to get their name back out there. They wanted to get back in business. So they've opened this downtown outpost, which has been sort of a long-time dream. In a restaurant that used to be called Nola K. It's on Barone Street, right where it hits Andrew Higgins near the Circle.
Oh, that's very and close.
Yeah. And it's like I say, the chicken is Willie Mays. You walk in, you smell the chicken, you smell the yams cooking. This is Willie Mays. But it's got a big bar. Willie Mays never had that. It's got a wine list. It's got an extended menu. I had a grilled redfish over, get this, orzo jambalaya. Sounded far out. It's fantastic. So you've got the Willie Mays classics. You've got an expanded menu. You've got a bar. It's a great date night kind of place. It's stylish. It's right downtown near the Superdome, the arena, the hotels. It's open every day, and its grand opening is tonight.
Welcome back.
Fabulous.
Last time I was at the original Willie Mays, a guy was in there waiting for his Uber ride, and that was before, waiting for a taxi, whatever the hell it was, and that was before I started to watch The Office, coming to find out it was Craig Robinson. Just looking for someone to talk to. I had no idea. And anyway, Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always, my friend. Happy eating, happy dining. Is there a Latin expression for that?
Carpe dietum. I think it means diet another day.
Nah, there you go. Carpe eatum. Thank you, Ian. Have a good weekend.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.